So what is it that I'm most focused on in a personal training session? What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Daily Fitness Education. My name is Kyle, your host, a personal trainer in the trenches each and every single day. If I were to highlight the conversation or the things that I'm focused most on in a personal training session, what I care about has nothing to do with strength or muscle production. Right? So if we're talking about the foundation of what's actually going to deliver an effective workout, it really has nothing to do, you know, what's going to build muscle and build strength has nothing to do with either of those two things. Yet when we walk into the gym, we have this, let me turn off that annoying sound that I always forget to do and you guys have to suffer for it. So I apologize. Here we go. So I'm always looking for not strength, not muscle, because in order to truly get those things, it has nothing to do with what you can currently lift, how fast you can currently do things, okay? How to measure those things is to actually slow down the process and focus on the technique, focus on your form, focus on the pieces. And we're going to talk a little bit today, a little bit more in depth about how to function while training and some of the key lifts. We're going to go through pushing, pulling, squatting, and deadlifting, and some of the main problems I see in breakdown and form technique for each of those four. So if you really want to get the most out of your training, you can perfect and work on these movements uniquely. Stay tuned. Alrighty, Endgame Addicts, welcome back to the podcast. Big deal with lifting and fitness and training is that, you know, people come to me and they're like, Kyle, what should I be doing? I'm like, we're going to obsess about how you move. Not that you're moving. That's the hard part, you know, just getting through the doors. The most important part, though, you know, is if you showed up, how are we going to spend your time? Well, the details of the lifts matter tremendously, not only for the short term, but for the long term as well. So if you want outcomes in your fitness, then making sure that you are very detailed in your lifting technique is paramount for results and safety of the body long term. So let's start to break this down. If you have, let's go through all four. We'll do push-ups, the most common problems I see there, pulling, the most common problems I see there, deadlifting, so bending, and then is also squatting. So number one, I would say push-ups. People go so unbelievably wide. They put a lot of stress on the shoulder, and they don't actually get a ton of chest contraction. So the chest isn't working much. Whenever we're doing pushing, whether it's dumbbell chest press, bench press, push-ups, people's shoulders tend to lead the movement, which means the shoulders are higher and more forward. Their scapula or shoulder blades are more apart. And this limits activation in the chest, but also puts the shoulders in an unhealthy position. So you're most likely to injure yourself pushing if you have very poor form and technique in the shoulder mechanics. That's number one, okay? You'll see inside the in-game training system as well as the coaching details on how to be doing it. Now you can just simply look this up as well online and see different pictures, but to get a full breakdown and description, I definitely go into all of those pieces in the content that I've created for you. So secondly, pulling. One of the biggest problems I see is that people's shoulders are not backing down. They pull with their arms or their back nice and wide. They don't get full chest contraction. Their shoulders are again rounded forward. And they're pulling high into the neck or the upper traps and not into the mid-back and the lower traps. Big problem, because when you do this, you don't get lat activation, which means the movement isn't supported by your thick wing-like muscles on the side of your back. We can go deeper into it, of course, you know, wrist position and arm position and all those different things. But this is typically what I'm looking for. Third, with the deadlift, many people lift with their spine, not with their hamstrings. Many people round their back tremendously. They limit erector function or the spinal muscle function, and they ultimately put themselves at a really high risk for injury. The deadlift is one of the most effective, yet one of the most dangerous movements as well inside the gym. And if you're not doing it appropriately or safely enough, you're likely to get poor results from it. And that sucks because, you know, we're exercising to improve our health. Now, the last and final one, you know, the deadlift is far more complicated than that. To say that's the only issue is just not the case. It's just the most common that I notice is people round their back tremendously, create some spinal shearing, and ultimately put their back subject to herniation. So if you want to do the most effective movement in the gym, I would suggest you start doing some research. The last and final piece is squatting. And a lot of people struggle with the infamous butt wink, which is more spinal shearing and issues. But the real problem I see, at least when we're talking about musculature, is people don't go deep enough into their squats. They don't sit deep enough into their hips. And there's a lot of anxiety or stress that goes involved inside of this. And this is a really big problem for most people, is they don't have enough structure in their glutes and aren't able to sit deeply into a squat. Now, there's a multitude of directions and ways in which you can go about improving all of these things. But I find with the upper body ones, it's more of a technique understanding. With the lower body ones, it's more of a confidence thing. Most people are not confident enough in their lifting technique to attempt either movement, or are not confident enough to receive feedback because they're protecting their egos. Okay, fear of failure. It's a very common conversation in coaching. But for the main reason why most people are not in shape is because of what's going on in between their ears. This is a very, very big topic in coaching these days. And what's happening on a daily basis right now with coaching is that we're like, people are struggling to admit they are flawed. Okay, welcome to the world of growth mindset. You can work to improve your life, but you are never going to be close to perfect. All we have is direction in life. So folks, if you want to keep awesome for your future in fitness, you can find all of my content should be available actually this evening, considering that my developers are connecting all the dots, and you should have access to the Endgame training system, the Endgame programming, in just as little as 24 hours. Either way, folks, I think you are absolutely fantastic. Keep hustling for your future in fitness, and you can learn more about all the things I talk about in this podcast in depth inside of the content I've created for you. You can find it all in the product section of theendgamefitness.com. Other than that, have a beautiful day, and I'll see you guys in 24 hours. Peace. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kyle Roush, and this is the Daily Fitness Education, the podcast designed to highlight how anyone can become successful in any endeavor at all in life. Learning every day. I'll discuss something that I've learned in the past, something I may have learned that day, or something that I'm about to learn. Through books, mentors, courses, formal education, colleagues, and practical steps with clients, you can listen along through the lens of a personal trainer and the healthy enthusiasts around me and learn from my trials and tribulations as to how to achieve the intangible habits to pursue your own future in fitness. Good morning, everyone. My name is Kyle Roush, and this is the Daily Fitness Education, the podcast designed to highlight how anyone can become successful in any endeavor at all in life. Learning every day. I'll discuss something that I've learned in the past, something I may have learned that day, or something that I'm about to learn. Through books, mentors, courses, formal education, colleagues, and practical steps with clients, you can listen along through the lens of a personal trainer and the healthy enthusiasts around me and learn from my trials and tribulations as to how to achieve the intangible habits to pursue your own future in fitness.